Unit 10, Task 3, Part 2.
OK, so the way I'll do it is to go through Windows Explorer.
So how do I get into Windows Explorer?
So let's click on Start on your status bar, the Start button, and...
Sorry, where are we?
If you bring your cursor down to the very bottom. You see that little status bar that comes up?
Oh, right, OK.
And there should be a Windows Explorer option. And you don't have one.
How odd.
OK, not a problem, though. Instead of clicking on Programs, you can click on Run on your Start menu and just type in the word Explorer and hit...
In this box. Just Explore.
Explorer. And hit OK, and that should launch it.
Oh, yeah.
OK, this is Windows Explorer. And if you'll notice next to where it says Windows in your C drive, there's a little minus sign.
Right.
If you click on that, that'll just compact your C drive.
A single click?
Yes. And that just gets it out of the way, so now we can see all of our drives.
Right.
And you store everything on DIR data, is that right?
Yes.
So, right next to your T drive, there's a little plus sign. If you click on that...
What? OK.
That opens up and shows you all your folders.
Why, does the plus indicate that there are other folders?
Yes. If there were no other folders in there, you wouldn't have a little box there. You'd just have the one folder name, whatever it was.
Oh, and what's the minus? Is that just open and close?
Yes, basically. So expand and contract.
OK.
And you're storing them in Word, are you?
Yes.
So, click on the little plus sign next to the Word folder, and that shows you all your folders in Word.
Right.
And now you want your contract folder. So we can click once on Contract, and you'll notice on the right-hand side it shows us all the files we have within that folder.
Right.
So what we can do now is, in our Explorer window, click on File on the menu bar and click on the word New on the top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that will bring us another little box up. And click on Folder. And that's going to create a subfolder in Contract because we had Contract highlighted.
Ah, OK.
And now we can give it a new name. It gives a default name of New Folder. And we want to type in what we want to actually call it.
So within where it says New Folder, I remove that and I put in whatever the name of the new folder is?
Yes, you can delete that.
So let's put in the new name Japan and...
You can either hit Enter or just click outside the box. OK, and is that the only folder you want to create?
No, I'm going to create Italy, Finland and Hungary.
OK. So we want to make sure that we have Contract highlighted. Right now, Japan remains highlighted, and if you click File, New and Folder now, it would create a folder in Japan.
So it would create a sub-subfolder.
Right.
OK.
So you just need to click on Contract to make sure it's highlighted, and go File, and there you are.
So it's the same again. File, New, Folder.